Valley Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, a question. Do you live beyond the city gas mains, where city gas service is not available? If so, then you know what I mean when I talk about the drudgery of tending fire in the kitchen cook stove. And of course you know, too, that the greatest burden usually falls on mother. Well, listen. How would you like to be the one in your family to free mother from the dirt and drudgery of kitchen fire tending? How would you like to see her using a beautiful new modern kitchen range that burns real gas, that gives a hot flame at the flick of a lever, so mother can prepare delicious meals easily and in half the time? Well, that's all possible now through Skell Gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S. Skell Gas is a product of the Skell Gas Company, a part of the Skelly Oil Company. Now, Skell Gas is not a gasoline. It's real, rich, natural gas. But instead of being brought to you through gas pipes like city gas, Skell Gas is compressed in steel cylinders and delivered to your home by your Skell Gas dealer. Now, your Skell Gas dealer is featuring a special Christmas display of Skell Gas kitchen ranges right now. Why don't you ask Dad to stop in there with you tomorrow and see if you can't figure out a way to give Mother the wonderful convenience of Skell Gas for Christmas. But now, and here's the real news. To every family ordering a Skell Gas range before Christmas, your Skell Gas dealer is giving free a 57-piece set of Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware. 57 pieces, all in gay contrasting colors that remind you of romantic old Spain. Why, this very set has sold for as high as $14.95 in leading stores. And it's yours absolutely free from now until Christmas with the purchase of any new Skell Gas range. You must see this beautiful set to appreciate its amazing value. It's on display right now in your Skell Gas dealer's window. See, drive over to see it and get the details of this marvelous free gift offer at your Skell Gas dealer's tomorrow. And now to Captain Midnight. The criminal Ivan Shark is preparing to deliver the vast herd he has stolen from Senor Pareda. And also, he is planning to attack Captain Midnight and his friends by means of the secret trail which crosses the underground river above the waterfall and leads through the cave which shelters Ma and Patsy Donovan. Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda have taken off on a night flight. Listen as Captain Midnight asks...
Do you know where we are now, Senor Pareda?
Si, mi capitán. We are north of the valley where my cattle are grazing.
I see. How much farther is it to the town?
75 miles, senor.
About a half hour's flying, then, huh?
I am so glad, senor, to see my cattle below. This Ivan Shark, he has not driven them away yet.
No, and he's not going to if I have anything to say about it. Say, that looks like a narrow pass below there. Do you recognize the place?
Si, senor. This is the pass which divides my large valley from the next one to the north.
Oh, I see. Do you own this valley to the north?
No, mi capitán. This valley to the north, it is the bad place. In it are the banditeros.
Oh, bandits, eh?
Si. There is the one very bad fellow. His name is Lutro. I have had very much trouble with him. Sometimes I lose the cattle, but this fellow Lutro, he does not know what happens to them.
Oh, he's a rustler, eh?
I do not understand, mi capitán.
Well, that's what we call a cattle thief in the States, senor. A rustler.
Ah, now I understand, senor. Si, this fellow Lutro, he is the bad rustler.
Wait a minute. Look, senor, look down there. What do you make of that?
Ah, it is the campfire. That is the strange thing.
Yes, but that's in the northern end of the pass. There shouldn't be any campfire there.
I do not know, senor. It is most unusual.
And look. Look ahead, senor. Look out into the valley beyond. Well, there's more campfires. You know what that means.
Si. Many fires mean many men.
Well, who do you think they can be? Would they be friends or enemies?
That I cannot say, senor. Perhaps we do not have to go to the town if we could only find out the capitán.
Yes, well... I know a way, but we've got to land the ship. Now, are there any places we can land, senor?
Si, mi capitán. This comes from the pass on the other side of the mountaintop. There is the high-level ground.
Oh, a sort of plateau, eh?
Si, that is what you call it. But it would be most necessary not to make the noise.
Well, that can be worked all right, senor. I'll throttle the engine now and we'll glide down. After we land on that plateau, we'll see what can be done about finding out who these men are. All right, now, here we go.
That was a wonderful landing, Senor. And very quiet. I'm sure those men, they did not hear us.
No, I don't think so. Do you know this section very well, Senor?
Si. I have haunted over it all my life.
Hmm. Well, where we're standing now? Are we on your land?
No, mi capitan. My land ends at the beginning of the pass over which we just flew. You remember how the land looks?
Yes, I got a fairly good glance at it. There's the first valley, about 20 miles long, I should say, and very broad, where your cattle are grazing.
Si, senor. That valley belongs to me.
Right. Then the narrow pass which connects your valley to the one on the north. Now, as I understand it, we're just over the right ridge, but almost to the upper end.
Si, mi capitan. Mm-hmm. We are just opposite from the campfire at the upper end.
Now, here's what you'd better do. I hadn't intended going with you, but as long as you know the country, it won't be necessary. It'd be very dangerous to leave the plane unguarded.
Si, senor. Es verdad.
So, I'll stay here and watch the ship while you cross over and get as near the campfire as you can. You may be able to get close enough to understand their conversation. Perhaps some of them are Mexican. But now, listen, don't stay too long. Hurry back, then I'll tell you what we'll do.
Si, senor. I go now, and very soon I will return.
We leave Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda and return to their camp headquarters. Pinky Drake and Slim Poole are standing guard together, concealed behind a clump of bushes overlooking a deep ravine. Let's listen as Pinky says.
You know, Slim, this sort of thing's getting on my nerves. We ain't seen one of them critters for half a day.
I know we ain't, Pinky, but sure in tarnation they're there.
They ain't stuck their noses out since I tickled that fella's chin with a bullet.
Well, if you ain't got your nerve, that was my bullet made him jump.
Your bullet?
Sure.
What are you talking about, you old scallywag? I only heard one shot.
Why, sure, you only heard one shot, because we both pulled our triggers at the same time.
Well, if that ain't a good one. I'll say this for you, Slim. You always got an alibi, no matter what.
Well, now I got a job to do, and you keep your eyes open while I'm a-doing it, will you?
What kind of monkey business you up to now, Slim?
Something I'm a-doing because you're my old pal.
You ain't a-doing this for yourself, of course.
Well, it's something I'll like, too. You know Chuck, he likes to eat so well. He'll sure like it.
Oh, it's something to eat, is it?
Well, it will be when I get through. You know, Pinky, I sort of feel that our honor's at stake.
Well, I didn't know you had any of that, Slim, but go on.
Well, this here cook, Senor Pareda, he done put on a big Mexican feed for us, and Ma Donovan, she done roast up that turkey. So I think it's up to you and me to put on a feed of our own.
What kind of feed?
Well, a good old Western barbecue.
By the great grizzly, Slim, if you sure ain't making my mouth water. But how you going to do it?
Well, I got the whole thing figured out.
Yeah. You got the whole thing figured out, have you? Well, ain't that something. We could have barbecued venison if you was good enough shot to get one of them air deer around here.
Of course, you ain't been good enough to get one either.
The trouble is with them, they're too nervous. It seems that these deer out here, they're like them jitterbugs we saw at the last dance down at Black Gulch. They're always jumping around so much you can't draw a bead on them.
So you done give up, did you? Well, your old pal Slim Poole, he ain't built that away. He's going to get one of them there deer without any gun.
I see. You're just going to creep up behind one and shake a little salt on his tail. By the horned toad, if you ain't got them all skinned.
Bet I have, and I'll skin that deer, too.
Go ahead, get the deer. And if you do, I'll take this rifle of mine, and I'll eat the whole ding-busted thing starting right at the muzzle.
Now, by gum, Pinky, you better get ready, then, because you're sure going to have to chaw on some hard iron.
I'll do it all right, you old curmudgeon, you.
I'll sure be a-laughing when I catch you, too. Keep your eyes open now, because I'm a-going to get that deer.
Yeah, and I'll eat your gun, too.
Leaving Slim to get his deer, an undertaking which is going to cause much excitement later, we turn again to Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda. It is later in the night. As arranged, Captain Midnight is standing guard by the plane. Suddenly, a scraping sound is heard in the nearby gloom. Captain Midnight calls out.
Who's there?
Army, Captain. It is I, Juan Pareda.
Oh.
For the moment, I could not see you.
I was beginning to think you'd run into trouble. So tell me, what happened?
Ah, Senor, I have the news for you. But it is the very bad news.
Bad news. Well, all right, let's have it. Might as well face it now as later. Did you know any of those men?
Si, senor. One of the men. I know him very well. I've had much trouble with him. He steals my cattle many times.
A rustler, eh? Well, what were the men talking about?
They talk about the big cattle drive tomorrow, mi capitan.
Yeah?
I hear them say my name and they laugh about me. They say how I am finished, that there is another man who has taken over my land.
So that's it, eh? A big cattle drive tomorrow morning.
See, the drive will begin at the break of day.
Let's see. 2 o'clock in the morning now. We can't very well continue our trip. We couldn't do any good at this time of night anyway.
No, senor. That would not be possible.
But tell me, senor. How will they drive those cattle?
Do you not see me, Capitan? This Ivan Shark, I have explained to his plan. He will drive the cattle by the use of the airplane. That way it will not take long.
Oh, I begin to see the whole thing now, senor. Shark evidently intends to drive the cattle up your valley, through this narrow pass, and on into the valley to the north.
See me, Capitan. And there is where he will deliver the cattle to this Lutro.
Mm-hmm.
That is what the man said.
We've got to prevent this drive, Senor Pareda, by fighting Shark at his own game. But I'm afraid one plane won't be enough. If we had 2 or 3, we might be able to do it.
Ah, senor. You also use the airplane, like the Ivan Shark. He tries to drive them one way, but you drive them the other.
That's it, senor. But he has 5 airplanes. We only have 1.
Ah, senor, if only my cowboys were here. They could prevent this drive.
Wait a minute. Listen, senor, listen. That's a plane. Do you hear it?
See me, Capitan. But what can this airplane be doing?
I don't know. Perhaps it's one of Shark's planes.
He's not so far up in the sky.
Oh, I'll say he isn't. Listen, he's coming lower every second.
Senor, perhaps this pilot, he can see our plane.
No, I don't think he can possibly see us, but...
Listen to me, Capitan. What does he do?
Quick, senor. Get your gun out and be ready. This pilot's coming down the land.
Well, who is the pilot of the mysterious plane landing in that lonely spot at 2 o'clock in the morning? What kind of business can he be on? Thrilling action, excitement lie ahead. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. But say, fellas and girls, if you live beyond the city gas mains and your mother is still using slow, old-fashioned, time-wasting fuels for cooking, think how much she'd enjoy a beautiful, modern Skelgas kitchen range for Christmas. Skelgas, spelled Skelgas, is real, rich, clean, natural gas, compressed in steel cylinders and delivered to your home by your Skelgas dealer. It brings all the convenience of city gas service, yet will probably cost even less than you're paying right now for old-fashioned fuels for cooking. Now, Skelgas dealers everywhere are now making an amazing pre-Christmas offer. A beautiful 57-piece set of gay Barcelona pattern dinnerware, free with every Skelgas range ordered before Christmas. Say, why not give Mother a big double Christmas present this year that the whole family will help her enjoy for years to come? See your Skelgas dealer about this sensational free gift offer tomorrow. Now, if there is no Skelgas dealer near you, drop a postcard to the Skelgas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, for full information. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. What will Captain Midnight do to prevent Ivan Shark from stampeding Senor Paredes cattle? And who is the mysterious arrival diving out of the night sky? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and...
Happy landing!